December 28th, noon. Jesus says, "Write, Most Holy King, Adorable Heart, my Master and my Lord, I ask you to be the King of this house of mine. May your heart, filled with mercy, spread its mercies in it, in this house, and upon those who dwell in it. May your wisdom instruct hearts in the knowledge of goodness, your goodness. And may your power alone reign in it. May no human thought, act, or desire ever take the place of what you want. From this moment on and in all future time, be the only one here who commands, directs, and counsels. We give ourselves to you in soul and body, as yours, always yours, for the earth and on earth, for heaven and in heaven. And Mary, most lovable mother, lily of the Trinity, bloom in this dwelling with your smile, and your perfume of grace, gather our hearts in the shadow of your purity, enclose them in the chalice of your maternal love, and defend us from hell, and from its cruel legions, by clasping us upon your inviolate womb and your immaculate, pierced heart. Mother and Queen, be our mother and our Queen. Joseph, faithful guardian of the two most holy ones, protect us, who want to belong to them. Watchful and active, lead us and assist us along the pathways of salvation, and in the dangers of life. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, through your constant presence make this dwelling a house in Nazareth. Heart of Jesus, heart of Mary, and heart of Joseph, give us your love and take ours. Save us now, and at the hour of our death. Amen. You shall say this to reconsecrate the house, and you shall have each and every room blessed. And remember, you and those who are with you, that where we are there must be nothing which can wound our holiness. Returning. It made me choke. I could not eat. My fever rose more than usual. I worked more than a healthy person to pack suitcases. I spoke and wrote until midnight, and my soul sang, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, my saints. Thank you, thank you." A thanksgiving which I still repeat unceasingly, even while I sleep, I think, for I wake up saying, "Thank you, my God." And then the moment of departure, and the moment of arrival. To see my house, I foresaw that my nerves would be shattered. I have always foreseen this. And I was not mistaken. Shattered to the point that, like a bitter river in a lake of honey, waves and waves of pain, of all the pain I have had in this house, of all the pain from being torn away from it, and of all the pain in that terrible exile, and also the memories of past days, the deaths of my mother and father, and so many, many other things. All fell upon my heart together, a heart which was already exhausted by excessively intense joy, and I wept and wept and wept for 24 hours without being able to restrain myself. There now remains only the great peace of being here. It is as if the house were embracing me, and, along with the house, my dead loved ones, and I with them, I rediscover my little paradise, lost in April, and all of them return, as then. And all of them for me. I call this the house of my love, and it is. Here I have loved God, knowing him more and more, to the point of my current knowledge as his spokesman. Here I received his first caresses, which marked me, I believe, even organically. Here I learned to love the mother as she should be loved. Here I became the little John. And now Jesus has consecrated it for me, by calling it the house of Nazareth. Oh, God! This joy is too great, and I don't know what to give you to repay you for it. And, along with you, what to give to those who in your name, and out of love for you, together with so much charity towards me, have brought me such joy. I am able to give only love, obedience, and prayer. And you do the rest, because you are the King. In addition, what adds a special savor to this matter is your goodness, which had said to me 10 days before, "In 10 days you will be," I would have been blessed, because of your goodness and that of my father, so longed for, and that of the sweet, fraternal soul of Sister Gabriella. My Saint Teresa of the Child Jesus wrote, "Many things in this life will not be read on earth." I too, say so. Many things will be written in heaven and noted up above. And this charity of two good people will be written in God's heart, where it will not be erased, and from which a reward will come. Blessed be they and he who formed them. God, our Lord.